Bryce Leatherwood, congratulations, first of all.
Well, sir, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining me, too. 22 years old, and you just won The Voice. How you feeling?
Man, it doesn't feel real, you know. If you asked me a year ago, man, if I saw this being feasible, if you told me I'd be the winner of The Voice, I would have said you're crazy, man. I couldn't believe you. Crazy what life can do. It's crazy what stories can do. And I think America fell in love with my story, man. And, you know, I'm just here to tell a story that many people have. And I'm just here to represent a bunch of people around America and around the world.
And you became the first instant save contestant to ever win on The Voice. I mean, that had to be amazing because you probably thought, I'm done. I'm out. And then you're in.
Well, I believe you should always walk into every scenario with the idea that you're confident enough to get through it. I believe, you know, during my instant save performance, before that, I was smiling. I was having the time of my life. Mm-hmm. I was so giddy to get another opportunity to sing on that stage because, you know, you can't go into any scenario as if you've already lost. You have to approach it as if you have the opportunity to win. And, you know, that's been my whole mentality this whole trip.
Hmm.
is to be confident and to be sure in my talents and to be sure that, you know, that people like me and that people want to hear more. And, you know, I think doubting yourself is a great thing when it comes to making yourself a better singer. But at the same time, you always have to remain confident in yourself.
Did you get a lot of time with Blake? Did he coach you a lot behind the scenes? I mean, how much time do you get to spend with him?
You know, I got to spend a lot more time than what y'all saw on camera, and it's so cool because, you know, most of our interactions were very cordial and very friendly. It was just like having a drinking buddy or having a one of my best buddies from back home with me this whole trip. And, you know, it was very comforting because, I mean, Blake is what you see. I mean, what you see is what you get with Blake. So it's been an incredible friendship that I've had with him. And, you know, it's all about becoming an artist. And he understands that. He treats you the same way he would any A-list celebrity, anybody, his cousin, his nephew. I mean, he's just an incredible man. And what he's taught me is that I deserve this. And with hard work comes great fruition. And I'm just so happy to be able to be in this scenario, be in this position, because I have such a vast amount of stories to tell and to try to inspire people and make people happy.
All right, so when you're on the set, now the judges seemingly competing all the time as well. They all seem to have it out for Blake. Is it because he wins all the time? And is it just a friendly rivalry?
Well, I mean, it's like any sport, man. If you're going to come at the king, you best not miss.
Ah.
Blake is the king of The Voice, and he always will be. I think remainder of the show, whatever it looks like after Blake, I mean, everybody's going to have to add up to what he was. He's the king.
All right, so what happened afterwards? I mean, did Blake walk up to you and hand you a great big fat check for $100,000? Or?
Well, he didn't walk up and hand me no check or nothing like that, but he handed me a mixed drink and said, hey, let's go take care of business. Let's go and let's go have some fun and interviews and Blake is a down-home guy.
Wow.
And he's just an incredible human being, and I wish people got to see more of that because he's so genuine.
Hmm.
He's true to who he is. And it's honestly inspiring as a country music artist is to try to be something like that.
Well, we hear so many great stories about him. I understand he's taken some of the winners with him in previous seasons on tour. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing on top of what you've already won if that could happen, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've always wanted to sing more around Blake, and I'm so lucky I got the opportunity to do that not only with my group song on the show, but also with my one-on-one performance with him, and I mean, that was a dream come true. And anything further down the road would also be a dream come true.
All right, I know you win money, and I know you get a recording contract. Are you already working on an album, or is this just too early, and you're going back to school and finishing up and then deciding from there?
Oh, man, you know, I've always tried to be prepared, and, you know, I got a bunch of songs that I've written, but I've also, this moment, kind of want to hear what other people have to offer with their songs, you know? I mean, there's so many great songwriters in Nashville who deserve the recognition. I feel like at this stage in the game, I got to earn my stripes and to let other voices be heard as well.
Well, we look forward to seeing you eventually. What do you think, Grand Ole Opry stage? Is that that coming up soon, maybe?
Well, that's a dream that I've had since I started picking up a guitar. And, you know, if I ever had the opportunity to grace that stage, it'll be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for me. And, you know, I'm only here to promote the greatness of country music and the greatness of true, authentic storytelling. And I hope to tell more stories and make people happy and to continue on this road of mine.
Bryce, I have a feeling you're going to have a very good career ahead of you. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again on winning Voice Season number 22. And again, look forward to seeing you down the road. Very successful. You have a great day.
Oh, man, you too. Be good. And everybody back up in Ohio, I love y'all. And everybody across America, I love y'all too. And y'all keep in touch. Sounds great.
Will do. Thank you.